From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Forget the kid, I'm Billy the Man, Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Great to see you. We have got a great show for you today. We cannot solve all the world's problems, but we will be talking to country star Dwight Yoakam later on, so maybe he can just sing about them. But this week, we saw that President Obama had done an interview with an obscure website called Mike, like microphone. And this led one commentator to say that interviews with the president are so common as to, quote, not be cool anymore. Oh. In other words, our time has come. President Obama, we understand you're not cool, but you're not nearly as not cool as us. Come, Mr. President. Sit in our guest seat, hollowed out by Kim Kardashian's butt. While we wait for him, you can give us a call. The number is 1-888-924-8924. That translates to 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Perry.
Hey, Perry, how are you?
I'm doing great, now that I'm talking to you.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to say. Now, where are you calling from, Perry?
I'm calling from my front porch in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Wow.
That's nice. Hey, do you happen to know the president? Do you know if he's busy saying, well, next week?
No, he's not busy. He'll be doing an interview in my basement.
Oh. Now I feel even worse. Perry, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's an author and humorist whose latest book is Alpha Better Juice. It's Roy Blunt Jr. And a comedian performing in San Diego on September 11th at Humphrey's Concert by the Bay. It's Paula Poundstone.
Hey, Perry.
I love Paula Poundstone.
Well, thank you, Perry.
A lot of people confuse.
he just made yummy noises in his car.
Thank you, Perry. Thank you very much.
And lastly, it's the man behind Esquire's politics blog. It's Charlie Pierce. So, Perry,
feel free to make indigestion noises, Perry. That'll be fine.
So, Perry, I bet you can anticipate this, but you're going to start us off with who's Bill this time? Bill Curtis. Right now.
Just guess right now, Perry.
Just
don't,
go.
Don't even listen to the question.
Right off the rip. Donald Trump.
Well, you're saving us some time. But the FCC dictates we go through the motions, so you're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain two of them. Do that, you win our prize. Scorekeeper Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Here's your first quote.
I cherish women. I want to help women.
That was someone promising to do things for women when he is elected president. Who is it?
Donald Trump.
Yes, yeah. I know.
Huge.
It was a bad week for Donald Trump and women, or to put it another way, Donald Trump is bad for women. It began when Trump did not like the questions that Megyn Kelly asked him at last week's debate. Usually, when Trump is unhappy with the way a woman is treating him, he just starts sleeping with a younger one. But this time, there weren't any handy. He did spare a glance at Marco Rubio, though, but then he thought better of it. Some say that it is in part because of Trump's brouhaha with Megyn Kelly that Carly Fiorina is rising in the polls. She's a woman who can talk back to Trump. Or maybe she's running to be his VP, because he did say, this is true, that he would like to appoint a woman. She would be the first VP candidate in history to both endure a thorough vetting and also have to sign a prenup.
I don't see the two of them gelling, really.
Really?
No.
Who do you see gelling with Donald Trump?
Brill cream.
I'll tell you one thing that I think makes him a strong candidate is that he's not tethered to reality in any way. So he can say stuff like, I know what to do with ISIS.
Well, he did. I can assure you
I will defeat ISIS, but I'm not going to tell you how.
That's the key. His entire platform is very simple. I'm Donald Trump. Right. You're a loser. Leave it to me.
Right.
That's it.
But he made a kind of a point when he asked, who would you rather have negotiating with ISIS, me or Jeb Bush? I thought, well, I don't know about that.
ISIS does kind of deserve him.
Yeah, yeah. Go off, go out.
Send him in.
All right, Perry, your next quote is from a, quote, political insider.
This is people talking to people, some of whom may or may not have talked to him.
Him was a man who may make another run for president, or so the rumor mills told us toward the end of the week. Who is it?
Joe Biden?
No. Well, no. Joe Biden was last week's rumor. This is this week's rumor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll give you a hint. It's another vice president.
No. You're not going to tell me Dick Cheney.
No!
No!
Man?
This is a Democratic vice president.
I am baffled, some people Perry. Say,
now I'm out here and the fire truck just pulled up.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
For some reason, I think Al Gore.
Al Gore. That's it. Exactly right.
Really?
This is what's going on. As you all know, Hillary Clinton was supposed to be a lock for the nomination, but right now in New Hampshire, she is getting beaten by Bernie Sanders, a guy with the politics of Lenin and the charisma of Ralph Nader. So Hillary is crashing and burning. Who will save the Democrats? Last week it was Biden. This week, Al Gore. He's rested. He's ready. He's matured. He's like a finely aged piece of wood.
He'll get to kiss Tipper again. Maybe this is what she takes. Whatever happened to Tipper?
They divorced.
They divorced years ago.
But you know, he's still got it for her.
You think? on what do you base that?
If you saw that kiss, that
I did see that kiss.
It lasted about 9.5 minutes, I believe.
That was the most erotic thing ever to happen in American politics.
What are you talking about? You know, this is like the time you guys brought up the Kama Sutra, and I didn't know what that was either.
Well, do you not remember in 2000 at the political convention, and he gave her this deep soul kiss that looked like they were sharing souls. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Wow. No, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, and then she was immediately hospitalized with Dutch Elm disease.
Very good. Perry, here is your last quote.
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
Sesame Street is moving after decades on PBS over to what channel?
HBO.
HBO is right. Very good.
Oh, my God.
Big Bird. Bert, Ernie, and the gang are moving to the network, best known for The Sopranos, The Wire, and Game of Thrones. It makes sense. Most of the Muppets are already nude. Sesame Street's producers said they were running out of money. Viewership of PBS is declining, and they can't compete against more exciting kids' TV fare like My Little Pony and Breaking Bad. Well, what will happen to Sesame Street and HBO? They say it will be exactly the same, but that's what they said about The Wire, which was originally a lighthearted sitcom about an electrician.
I think we just don't want to see children's television to become as obscene as children.
That's true. And HBO, if you're looking to pick up more shows from public broadcasting, keep in mind Bill is already very comfortable with full nudity, right?
I am.
Oh, yes.
Anytime.
Bill, how did Perry do in our quiz?
Well, he was helped by the fireman on that fire truck that pulled up, but he got 3-0.
Well done. Congratulations.
There you go, Perry.
Thank you so much for playing, Perry.
Hey, thanks a lot, Peter. Bye-bye.